I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And as we all know, leading a healthy lifestyle sometimes is not as easy as one would think. It takes a lot of willpower. And it's not just willpower or lack of that makes us overeat or gain weight. Sometimes it's that sneaky bad habit that you have developed without even realizing it. And this happens to us more than we realize. When life gets in the way, we tend to skip breakfast or find ourselves munching on a bag of chips while we're watching our favorite TV show. But then our brain goes into this mode of making excuses. For example, perhaps you didn't have breakfast. Perhaps it's okay then to have that bag of chips. Or is it? The next thing you know, one little bad habit can equal a lot of weight gain. And the worst part is you might not even realize what you are doing to your health and wellness. So what I've done here is I have put together a list of these habits that people tend to fall into without even realizing that they are doing them. Bad habits, of course, develop without us realizing that we are growing them or developing them. But what's worse is when we finally have learned to abandon a bad habit, when we are leading ourselves into healthier ways, and this bad habit slips their way back into our lives. And this happens really, really quick. And it happens before our eyes. But we are really, really good at hiding this from even ourselves. We sweep it under the carpet and it becomes very, very mindless. And for that, I'm going to make the very first thing on the list, the top reason for why many of us are unable to maintain our fitness goals. We become very mindless. Cornell University food psychologists have discovered that a larger plate or a larger bowl will actually make you eat more. And this is no surprise to anyone, but they found that even just giving stale popcorn to people in larger bowls caused them to eat 45% more popcorn, even though it was stale, which again is such a remarkable overview, because we have all been in that situation. And what we have to take out of this is it is mindless. If you're eating popcorn, you're watching a movie, your mind is not on the popcorn. Your mind is on the movie and your jaw is just munching. Furthermore, you're not paying attention to the quantity. You're not paying attention to the quality. And somewhere in the depths of your brain, you have convinced yourself that it's okay to have this snack. So you have to be very open with yourself. It doesn't matter if you skipped breakfast. It doesn't matter that it's movie night. It doesn't matter that the popcorn is fresh or that it's unbuttered. Those calories still do count. And certainly if you're not seeing progress, either physically in the mirror or on the scale, there is something that needs to be changed. So the next big one is the nighttime noshing. This tends to be a really big problem for people, and it's never a good idea to eat after you have eaten dinner. And there's a lot of research that goes into this, but there is an old age myth that somehow developed, and I really believe it kind of came from the Oprah Winfrey years of when she first initially lost the weight. She made a statement that she doesn't eat dinner after 7. So now we have this myth that was born. And as a wellness coach, as a nutritionist, I am faced with this question all the time. Will you lose weight if you don't eat past 7? Well, the true answer to this is as follows. You will not gain weight after a certain time of night if you don't go over your calories. So it's not necessarily eating past a certain time, it's what you eat and how much you eat. So to make it very clear, the whole myth of not eating past 7, there is some truth to that. And this is my philosophy. What happens to us after 7 is we go into mindless mode. We are tired. Our willpower is at our wit's end. We are exhausted from a long day. And we are in our cozy clothes. We're in our comfortable gear. We don't have anywhere to be. And we are faced with a lot of free time. A lot of free time to go back to that pantry, to go back for seconds, to go back for thirds. And before we know it, we have a newly cleaned mouth and that craving hits and wait 10 minutes. Oh, am I hungry? I'm not sure if I'm hungry or if I just have those munchies. And now we've developed this new habit of needing to have something at night. Now, I want to be very clear about this. If you have a certain caloric allotment to achieve, and you have not fulfilled that caloric allotment, if you eat a certain amount of calories past an hour, you're not going to gain. But if you've eaten your dinner and now you find yourself going back for more, and you aren't hungry, the takeaway here is you really do need to teach yourself that the kitchen is closed. I have to interject a little personal story here. My husband, thank goodness he doesn't listen to these podcasts, at least all of them. For the first time in my entire career, he has decided he is going to do my program. And many of you have spouses, and many of you have come to me and have said, you know, you wish that your spouse would do your diet, or your husband wishes that he would do, you know, his diet, vice versa. Well, you know, he's finally going to do my program. So as I'm leaving to come to the show today, he says to me, when am I going to hit for dessert tonight? and I point blank looked at him and I said, well, why do you feel like you have to have dessert? How do you know if you're going to be hungry after dinner? And the takeaway here is it's habitual. He is programmed to eat something after dinner. And what I want to teach him is that he needs to learn the sensation of hunger. And is he going to be hungry after dinner? Because if he's not, then no, he shouldn't rely on having more food. So that is one bad habit that really does need to be focused on. And this kind of rolls into the endless snacking. And the bad habit of snacking around the clock is a serious bad habit. Often high calorie foods that are filled with empty calories are these snacks that we know of. Those of you that are in my program or know anything about me and my philosophies know that I have done away with the word snack. When I say snack to people, we instantly think of chips, cheese, crackers. And that is not what I am implying when I want somebody to have a meal in the middle of the day to fuel their body. And so because of this, I've changed the language that I use. And I actually call this middle of the day meal a mini meal. Because since I changed the language, people understand now that in order to fuel your body, you need to incorporate the right foods. And this does not mean a bag of chips or crackers. And our market is full of all of these seemingly healthy chips, but they're still chips. And although many of them might be healthier than others, eating just the chips alone are not going to fulfill you. So if you do find a healthy chip, such as a sweet potato chip, and they are made with all the right nutrients, and the carbs are great, and the sugars are low, you do still need to incorporate protein along with them, because otherwise you are going to find yourself eating the entire bag, and that is not going to be good. All right, so moving on to the next big bad habit. And this one here is a big one. In fact, I've included it in my book, Girlfriend's Guide to Weight Loss, because it is pretty substantial, and that is skipping breakfast. We are a busy, busy society, and we have become so busy that we often just skip breakfast. You know, that important meal of the day. And I chuckle about this because it doesn't take very long to have breakfast. Back in the day, when our grandmothers used to have to get up and fetch the eggs and actually cook breakfast for their family, I understand that that took a little bit longer. But today's breakfasts, even the healthier ones, are minutes long in preparing. We have microwavable oatmeals. We have protein shakes that you can make in a jiffy. We have healthy cereal options that only take minutes. And we've gotten ourselves to the point where we sleep a little longer and we skip this meal. Your metabolism will initially and eventually slow down. Your breakfast gives you this boost of energy that you need to take on your day. And without this fuel, you are just going to overeat later. And this becomes this perpetual cycle. I see this all the time. So I'm going to give you a little example of how this works. And you're probably very familiar with this. So you sleep a little late, you skip your breakfast, maybe you have some coffee, and now you find yourself at lunch eating a bag of chips because you're starving. And this continues on throughout the day. But now you are at dinner and you have convinced yourself that you have all of these calories left because you didn't have breakfast. And so mentally, whether or not you actually do have calories left, because somewhere in your day, you do not calculate all of the things that you've grabbed along the way, the mindless snacks that you nibbled on, those calories still do count. You are more prone to overeat. The second you walk in the door, you smell food, and it's over. I talk about this all the time. When you get to that point of hunger and your digestive hormones get to the point where they are signaling your brain to eat, it's too late. And this becomes, again, a habit. So you have taught yourself that you want to be a certain level of full at night. And if you are one of these people that overeats at night and then depends on having a snack after dinner, all of your calories are heavily weighted in the evening. Now you go to bed, you wake up in the morning, and you probably have a stomach ache because you've eaten so much at night. And so now you don't want breakfast. And breakfast is just not even on the spectrum because you are used to skipping breakfast. And so the day begins. And here we go again without breakfast on to lunch where we bring out the chips and the day goes on. So what is the fix here? How can you break this cycle? Very easy. Have a ready, healthy breakfast that you can have. If you're on the run, then make some healthy muffins. Have a healthy breakfast bar. Have a shake. Take some oatmeal. Throw it in the microwave. Overnight oats are amazing, and I have tons of those recipes on my website. If you want to check those out, www.getyougreat.com. You can look up overnight oats. You put them in the microwave, in the refrigerator rather, and just let them sit there all night long. They're ready to go in the morning. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about all of the hidden dangers and why you might not be seeing the success that you think you should be with weight loss. So moving on to the next thing. If you're somebody that's finding yourself in this situation, your emotions start getting involved. And if you are lucky and you don't already have stress in your life, then you are very fortunate. But let's be real here. You've had a bad day at the office. You get home, you open the refrigerator, and bam, you start eating. Your food is your coping mechanism. There are a number of studies that confirm this. Your emotions, both positive and negative, can cause people to eat more than they should. And this is a huge weight loss stumbling block. And furthermore, people that overeat when they're emotional tend to use that as a crutch. I see it all the time. I have people that onboard with me, and right away they tell me this as if it is a diagnosed medical condition. Oh, I'm an emotional eater. I just want to let you know, I'm an emotional eater. As if that is their ticket out of this problem. And so when you label yourself this, you are giving yourself, in a sense, permission to do it. And you don't have to be an emotional eater. This is habitual. And more than likely, if you are somebody that turns to food when you are stressed, there are a plethora of strategies that you can use to get you out of this vicious, vicious cycle. And I could sit here right now and tell you to go for a walk or meditate or, you know, all of the other things that you've heard me say on my shows. But you really first thing have to do is convince yourself that food is not giving you an escape. Food is making matters worse. And so on to my next one. And I know I did a whole show just on this, but a huge bad habit that Americans have is we eat too quickly. And when we eat too fast, many things happen to our digestion. But interestingly, the way that we digest food when we eat too fast can actually impact our weight loss. Wolfing down your food, whether you are snacking on something that's not healthy or eating a very nutritious meal, does not give your brain time to catch up with your stomach. And you've all heard this before, you know, the 20 minutes that you should wait before getting that second serving. And there is a lot of truth to that, because your brain really doesn't signal you and tell you that you're full for about 15 to 20 minutes until after you've started eating. But if you gulp your meal down in less than 10 minutes, and global research shows that most people do eat their meal in under 8 minutes, you could end up eating way more food than you need to. And this is a very common thing. But I have to share this study that I found. 3,200 men and women found that eating too quickly not only caused them to eat 40% more, but it was associated with them gaining over 20 pounds in the 2 years that this study was done. And there were a whole lot of analytics that went along with this. But one of the things that was found is the food that they were eating was not chewed properly. Of course, as we are eating fast, we're not chewing properly. And so the larger chunks of food that are going into your digestive tract are not being broken down as they should be by your stomach. And so think about this. Your stomach lining has the ability to break down food. If you take in food, your stomach, your digestive system has to break that down. If you take in a big chunk and a lot of it all at once, your stomach acids have to break this down effectively. So now let's take somebody that takes in, let's just say, 3 cups of food, and it's large chunks of food. Their stomach acids are not going to do an effective job in breaking down that food. Therefore, all of that protein is not going to get digested properly. And what I'm saying is, what you see on a label that might say 30 grams of protein, 40 grams of protein, 50 grams of protein, might not actually get absorbed if you are eating it too fast. So therefore, slow down your chew. And if you want to hear more information on that, there is an entire show called Slow Down Your Choo Choo if you want to check that out on the show. So the fix here is establish a routine for yourself. Slow down. Put down that fork in between bites. Take smaller bites and be very cognizant of the time that it takes for you to eat. I might be the world's slowest eater, and truly, it is amazing how much more you are satisfied with your food. You taste the flavors a lot more, and you do feel fuller along the way. So next one, and this is no surprise to anyone, but there is a lot more impact involved than people realize. Bad habit of not being able to find success in your health and wellness is not getting enough sleep. Could not getting enough sleep ruin your weight loss efforts? Well, according to recent analysis by researchers, it was found that men and women who slept 5 hours or less were more likely to gain weight than those who slept 7 hours or more. And so this is a difficult one, especially if you are somebody that has a hard time sleeping. I work with firefighters. They have very dysfunctional sleep patterns. I work with doctors who have very dysfunctional sleep patterns. If you have a career that has an sleep issue embedded in with it, there are sleep hygiene measures that you can take to improve your sleep. Your nighttime cortisol levels are going to be out of whack. And when your nighttime cortisol levels are out of whack, you aren't able to rest properly and you're not able to metabolize your food properly. So the fix here is, again, establish a routine for yourself. Try to go to bed earlier, try to wake up around the same time every day, even on the weekends. And that's truly one of our biggest setbacks. We get up early during the week, but then we sleep in on the weekends, which creates the inability to get ourselves on this schedule. So remember, the better you sleep, the better that number will be on the scale in the morning. All right. And so moving on, eating the junk food. This kind of goes back to the snacking. And I want to clarify the difference between snacking and junk food. There's snacking when we pick up snacks and, you know, munch. But then there's also just flat out high fat, high sugar foods that are just addictive. They're much like cocaine or heroin, and there are studies that back this up. Eating these high sugar, high fat foods actually triggers feelings of happiness in humans, and it releases a transmitter in our brain called dopamine, and it is exactly the same neurotransmitter that is released when we smoke cigarettes or if people are doing drugs. And it's been found in rats' brains that this in animal studies that this could be actually worse than drugs. And a lot of studies have shown that the sugars in a lot of these foods are 6 times more addictive than cocaine. So when you're grabbing something and it's just not good for you, what we tend to do often is get ourselves off the hook by saying, well, but you know, I've had a busy day. My kids have soccer practice. My husband's out of town. So therefore, I'm just going to go through this drive-through and I'm just this one time. But what happens is it becomes an addiction. And I'm not saying that you aren't entitled to have these busy days and go through the drive-thrus, but what I am saying is there are plenty of really good choices that you can make when you have to go through the drive-thru. And fortunately for us, the nutritional information is splattered all over these drive-thrus. So all you have to do is be aware of what you're looking at. Check out the sugars, check out the fats and try to make a better choice. And certainly if you have small children and you are taking them through these drive-throughs and exposing them to all of this junk food, you are creating this habit even for them. So these mindless habits become routines, and it's something that you want to break, not only for you, but also your family members. And so I'm going to end the show by letting you know one of the biggest hidden failures, and that is comparing all of your previous failures and experiences to your current one. So bad tastes in your mouth, if you've had a failure, put the confidence in you. This experience can be a good one. Your lack of ability to succeed doesn't have to carry through onto your new experience. So don't compare your old failures to your new ones. Let this one shine and make sure that you are not hiding under those excuses. Hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do.